Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay, the improvised movie. We're your hosts, Alec Combs,
Jesse Sarowitz,
and Jake the Snake Rubin.
We are still together in real life, boys.
Yes.
Yes, we are. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I'm sitting next to Jake this time because I feel like last episode, you may have noticed, maybe sometimes Jake could not get picked up by the microphone.
And that's not my fault. That's Jesse's fault. So if you everybody find Jesse on Twitter, he's going to say it at the end and tweet him and say, your fault, Jesse. Hashtag Jesse fault.
It's Jesse's fault lying.
He's causing earthquakes. You guys are mean.
I'm kidding. I love you.
Love you too, baby.
All right, so they welcome to Screen. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Screenplay, the improvised movie. On this podcast, we talk about a movie that one of us has seen recently, and after that, we use that as a prompt to make up our own movie right here on the spot. We come up with all the dialogue, all the action, all the characters and settings, and we act out the characters, and it's a great old time. So to get started, Jesse, has a video that you've seen recently.
What is it, Jesse?
I always like when you ask what it is because we already know what it is.
Yeah, we clear it before we talk about it.
So I saw
that's a insider secret.
Oh, Hashtag insider secret.
Hashtag Jesse Paul.
Anyway, so I saw recently. I rewatched Hunger Games: Catching Fire.
Oh, I know that one.
I have seen it as well.
Yeah. We watched it together a couple last year.
Yeah, it was like last year.
Yeah, well, I watched it.
I wasn't there. Don't put the mic at me.
I re-watched it again recently. And it's still good. I mean, so the plot of Hunger Games: Catching Fire is Katniss, played by Jennifer Lawrence. Why are you laughing?
All right, I'm pointing the mic towards Jake right now just because I want... I want it to be like pointing towards him, and then I know when I'm going to talk, so then I can flip it towards me, and then I can flip it back towards Jake.
All right, fair.
So this is an insider secret.
So a dystopian world where Jennifer Lawrence lives. They
best
do
kind of world.
Yes, they do one where Jennifer Lawrence lives.
Sure.
That's this world.
The best kind of world.
So Jennifer,
have
so,
you seen Silver Linings Playbook?
I haven't.
No.
Anyway.
So the ruling powers that are in this world, they have, you know, they have battle royale games for children between the age of, I think, 12 and 18.
Oh my God, the first Fortnite.
Yeah, the first Fortnite. Hunger Games invented Fortnite. Insider secret.
Insider secret.
Anyway,
Jesse Paul.
So Katniss has... she's competed in the games and she won with her friend PETA,
spoiler
played
alert,
by Joss Hutcherson.
The first movie.
Yeah, spoiler alert. And now they have to, you know, live with the terms that they killed kids and they, you know, survivors. They were puppets in the government's, yeah.
Yeah.
In the government's
in the
plot.
Scheme.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So what comes out is that in this movie, it's the 75th year of the Hunger Games.
It's time for the third quarter quell.
The quarter quell, yeah. Quarter so quell. It's a special rule.
Yes, sir.
And so the special rule is that the new competitor... What did you say?
Where is Ja?
Where is Ja Rule? I said Ja Rule, but I whispered it. It's only me and the mic would hear it. Okay, good.
I mean,
anyway, so the new Hunger Games is going to be with all the past the victors from the past.
That's
so
pretty fucked up.
It's too. Really messed up. Because it's heavily implied that the president changes the rules so he can get Katniss killed. Because she's like inciting a rebellion.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
So she goes through with the games, and there's like all these older people are playing now, and they, you know, they kill a lot of people, and they fight the monkeys. There's monkeys.
Ooh,
now it's the best kind of movie.
So yeah. So long story short, at the end, mm-hmm. they break out of the arena instead of winning the game, and they kind of, you know, really start off the rebellion. And I forgot just how like. Political the Hunger Games is.
Yeah,
it's like super political. Like when I was reading it, and also
in middle school when I was reading it.
Yeah, in middle school when I was reading it, I did not pick up on a lot.
No,
because
you're just like
I'm dumb.
You're just like kids kill kids.
Well, I really like the second movie.
No,
I think it's awesome.
They're really really good stories.
Yeah, and plus like the arena in the
yeah.
second one is pretty cool.
Yeah,
like the whole time thing.
It's a
like
clock.
How it,
yeah,
like, yeah, it's like a big clock. And, yeah,
yeah,
it's cool.
So any questions? I guess you've seen the movie.
How are you doing? How's that side treating you?
This side, I like this side a little bit better. What? Not because we're not next to each other, but because... No, stop. Stop.
I'm going to cry.
I'm feeling good.
I feel good.
Well, I'm going to cry, so...
I'm right here, Jake.
Aw. Okay. Mm.
Yes.
All right, I feel good. I'm ready.
All right, a nice little Battle Royale movie.
Battle Royale movie.
Oh, okay. Jake's always talking when Alec moves the mic away.
I feel now I need to talk, you know?
All right, I'm ready if you're ready.
Exterior, dilapidated city.
That means run down, Jake.
Yeah, thank you. I look confused at Jesse. I was thinking dilated, like the eyes.
Dilapidated city, morning.
It's like a double entendre.
Dilapidated city morning. A young girl, teens, mid-teens, she exits her home and she walks towards the town square. People are kind of in raggedy clothing. People are washing their clothes using the washboards, you know?
Yeah.
And
they're all like coughing on each other. They're like, and they're just breathing out.
Excuse me, I'm poor. Can you help? He shakes a cup at her.
I'm sorry, Seymour. I can't help today. I'm off to my own job.
Fine.
The girl continues walking. You see him coughing in the background.
Coughing up dust, baby. Dust.
You fuck. continues to walk towards the town center. People are congregating. They're going into a line. There are large guards, though, with high-tech equipment.
Like carbon fiber armor.
Yeah. And they're taking people's, like they're checking people off, like coming into work.
Mm, but, like, on an iPad, paper.
What is your name?
He says to the young girl. It's Laura.
Laura. He checks his iPad.
He narrates everything that he does. This is narration. she's narrating.
Laura.
Rockinson.
Oh, Laura Rockinson. Here you are, Laura Rockinson. You have one level clearance. Open the doors.
Slowly, the doors begin to open.
That was the actual narration. The character's
narrating. I realized it right as soon as
slowly, the doors begin to open, and it's like a production line of people sitting there. You know, they're sitting on little stools, and there's like a conveyor belt.
Their hands are like bleeding.
They're literally just putting pieces together, like little metal pieces together.
And, you know, people that... But then there's glass everywhere, too. Like, all over the floor. Like, there's so much glass.
Why?
Because I said so.
So,
yes,
Laura walks into the door, and she takes her seat at the conveyor belt, and she starts to put things together. The person who sits next to her leans over. It's an older woman. She's probably in her mid-50s. She says...
Laura, you're a little late this morning.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I got sidetracked at home, you know, with my mother's illness.
All right, I'm sorry to hear about your mother's illness.
It's acting up soon.
Back to work! Throw more glass on them!
Above them, guards start throwing glass.
They've been extra angry this morning. They shot Geraldine.
Not Geraldine.
Yeah, they
fucking... Gertrude, are you okay?
I'm fine. So many G names. I'm fucking fine. They shot her right in the square.
Oh, God, not the square.
Yeah. The murder square.
they shot her in, oh, in like the square, like the town
square? Yeah, the town square.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like some high-tech thing. Like, they shot her in the square.
Oh.
There's a little bing bong, and in front of them, like alongside the wall, there's a bunch of television screens, and they all come to life, and a very eccentric man who wears like a lot of funny hats and, you know, has a lot of makeup, and he just looks very interesting. He speaks to the citizens.
Good morning. I hope you're having fun this morning with your glass and building things. I'm here to remind you that today is a wonderful day here in the city, and you should thank the gods above that you are living here. Never forget you are below us.
Have a good day. Mwah. And he kisses, and the screens go black.
And they all chant, thank the gods.
Thank the gods.
Come back to work! more glass!
Laura, you have to get out of here.
I think I am the only one to save this town.
Well, I just mean you should leave. Like, God, fuck. Okay.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I thought,
if you're going to save us, save us.
I'll save us.
Yeah, okay.
Look.
Are you saving us? I'm sorry, I couldn't help but overhear. As an old man myself, I would like to be saved, please.
Yes, Richard, I will save you.
Okay, thank you. I don't want to be shot in the square.
No, if you got shot in the square, that'd be bad.
I don't want to be whipped in the square either.
No.
Whipped.
Whipped.
I come from a century where we say whipped.
Yes. Look.
Yeah.
You too. I'm...
Yes.
Yes.
I signed up.
No, don't do it. I don't want to see you whipped.
No, Richard, she didn't sign up to be whipped. Let her finish.
I signed up for... I'm trying to come up with a different name than Hunger Games. You know what I mean?
The Very Hungry Games.
I am very hungry.
The Poor Man's Games.
The Poor Man's Games. I
agree. The gauntlet.
The gauntlet.
The gauntlet. The Hunger Gauntlet.
Tell me, you just signed up for the gauntlet.
I did, because the prize money this year, it's through the roof.
What is it? What is the prize money? The prize money. What is the prize money?
It's $25 million.
Oh my gosh.
That's so much money.
That is so much money. Are you going to share this money with your fellow...
Well, she said she's going to save us.
I will use it to save the city.
Well, save your mother first. She has an illness.
Yeah, she does have a terrible, terrible illness.
Yeah, but it's just polio. Like, that's easily preventable. Right. They won't give us the vaccine.
Yes, but the problem is now everyone here has polio. Because of your stupid mother.
Your stupid mother.
She's out here coughing and polioing and riding the horse.
What?
Riding the horse, and as she's riding the horse, she's coughing on people.
Oh, yes.
Like, I forgot. She's polo.
I forgot
she's playing polo. I was hoping that would come to you, but I guess I have to say it.
No, we're not that bright in the city.
Well, I think before you go, you should say goodbye to your mother, and you should also say pay your respects to the one who got shot in the square earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Geraldine.
Thank you, Gertrude.
You're welcome. Well, listen, I have something to tell you.
What is it, Gertrude?
Many... Richard, I'm talking... Fine, you can listen,
okay,
I guess.
Okay, thank you. I don't want to work right now.
Many, many years ago...
I was there.
Yes.
Yes.
I competed in the gauntlet.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was there.
But I did not win. It was a technicality, really. No one won that year. I mean, obviously, because if I would have lost, I would have been murdered.
Indeed.
Right. So I won, but I lost. Technicality, of course. I was cheating.
You were cheating?
I cheated.
I usually... You cheated?
Yeah.
God! Then we have a cheater!
Two guards appear out of nowhere and they say, Rare. What is it? What is it?
She cheated.
She
in
cheated.
The gauntlet.
In the gauntlet?
Yes.
Grab her. Two guys grab her and they drag her out.
Drag her and she's kicking and screaming.
All right, so little girl.
I could have gotten good knowledge from her about how to live in the gauntlet.
Well, I was there, as I said, and I watched...
You were in the gauntlet?
No, I watched the gauntlet.
Yeah, we all watched The Gauntlet. It's the only thing on TV.
No, but she was young. You were not born yet, little girl. Here, let me pass you some word-wise of advice. If you don't want to be shot and whipped in the square right now, don't cheat in The Gauntlet. Play a fair game. Always remember, play a fair game.
Get back to work! Throw glass at them!
She, what the fuck is my character's
name? Laura.
Laura. Sorry. Laura, it was...
Something son.
Robertson. It was like... Rockinson. It wasn't Robinson, it was Rockinson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, don't say that. It's going to make me burp.
All right, Rockinson. All right, Laura runs outside as...
in the background. Gertrude is being whipped in the square.
And Richard is just in a pile of glass. She runs out towards
her cottage. She runs all the way back home to say goodbye to her mother before she leaves town. She opens the door and sees her mother laying in bed with a sheet covering her face. Her younger sister is by the bed tending towards her mother.
How is she?
She's having a hard time breathing this afternoon. Mom, clear your throat, please.
Mom, please.
Oh, okay. Well, what's up?
Mom, yeah. I'm afraid to tell you this, but I entered the gauntlet.
Do you want to give your mom polio?
Mom, you have polio.
I'm sorry, I have asthma too. I mean, Alzheimer's. And I have asthma.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Well,
rest.
So...
Laura, I can't believe
you want to talk to her though.
Oh, right. I'm just saying. Stop listening to fucking.
I'm going to rest now. Oh, oh wait.
No, not pass away. I'm just saying.
Did you want me to die? No, I was going to sleep.
Mother, I'm a girl but 8 years old. I can't feed myself.
Yeah, that's right, Flower. Yeah, you can't feed yourself, and I can't feed you either. I've been here laying in bed, and you've been doing nothing to help.
I've been giving you your medicine.
All you've been doing is putting blankets on my head. I can't see.
That's part of it.
All right, well, here's the thing. Laura, come close so I can see you.
I don't know about the polio, though. All right, I'll get close. Hello.
All right, so before you go, I want you to carry on our family name. And I want you to find somebody, and I want you to marry that person, and I also don't want you to die. So don't die. And these in the gauntlet, please.
Yeah, that's what I want too, Mom. I will accept your wish.
Also, under the floorboards is your birthright.
Did you know about this?
No, you never told me. Where's my birthright? Shit.
Yeah, you know
what? No, I don't get a birthright.
I left it outside for you in the outhouse.
Are you saying my birthright is your feces?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Okay. You can rest now, Mom. Not like pass away, but like rest easy. Or just.
She dies.
Mom!
No! As Laura weeps, she looks under the floorboard and there is like. It's kind of like wrapped. Something is wrapped. She picks it up and unwraps it, and it's like a sword. It's like a golden type of sword that's like a curvy sword. I don't know what it's called.
Like a scimitar?
Yeah, like a scimitar kind of thing.
Scimitar,
yeah. And so now she has a weapon.
Oh!
She's going to the games with a weapon. And she puts it in her knapsack or whatever the fuck it's called. And she gives her goodbye to Flower. Flower is weeping, and the mom is dead and starting to smell. And she goes off.
Especially because Flower got her birthright from the outhouse.
Yes, sir. All right, so
she goes towards the train station, and there are a few other kids that are getting on the train towards the gauntlet.
There are an older boy and a younger boy. They're waiting they're not twins. They're waiting for the train, and Laura walks up to them.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Are you two also going to the gauntlet?
Yep.
Yeah, I plan on winning this year.
Well, I also plan on winning.
Yeah, but I'm going to kill you.
I'm going to kill you.
Do you prove it?
Prove it?
Yeah, prove it. Prove you're going to kill me.
He takes a rock.
No. Wait for the gauntlet. Okay.
Oh my God, this is intense games.
Well, have you ever been like in the inner city before? Like you know, the really like the city.
Yeah, you mean the city that we live in?
The Shimmer City.
No, Shimmer City.
Shimmer City. I mean, yeah. Very illustrious.
You're talking about Shimmer. I thought you meant like the inner city where we grew up.
No.
Put the rock down.
No, I've never been to Shimmer City.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, yeah, me neither.
But what's your name?
My name's Laura Rockinson.
Oh, nice to meet you. I'm Norville.
I'm Orville.
No relation. We just met.
We just met each other, and we're besties.
You were going to kill him.
I know. I've just met each other.
Yeah, but I'm going to kill him first.
No,
so.
Stop it, bro.
No, I'm going to kill you, man.
All right. Soon the train, it pulls up. You hear the same man's voice who was on the TV screen earlier go, "One way to Shimmer City," and the doors open.
On it, there are a bunch of other kids, accompanied by people who are dressed very eccentric,
very fancy.
Yeah, very fancy,
fancy and eccentric.
High poofy hair, many colors, leopard skin all around, and
real leopard skin. Oh my. Who killed a leopard on this train?
The leopard is here. It's just walking around like,
oh my goodness.
No,
Norville, Orville.
So it's a smattering of, yes, dirty-faced children and teens and very, very fancy pences.
So when they walk on, there's like kind of like, what the fuck is it called? Like an usher kind of guy who...
A conductor.
Yeah, like a conductor. He looks at their tickets and they all happen to be next to each other in like one of those Harry Potter boxcars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're all sitting together. And along with them, there is another person who also is sitting with them who is one of these illustrious people, kind of like their... Not their guide.
Yeah, sure.
Guide. So they sit down and they meet this new figure.
I have been assigned to you three children. I will be your guide in Shimmer City, and I will prepare you for the gauntlet. My name is Andy. I'm sorry about the pauses. It's my dialect.
Of course. Hi, Andy. My name is Laura Rockinson.
Oh, I know.
You know?
I know all three. Of you.
What's my name?
You're Orville.
What's his name?
He's Norville.
That was her dialect.
It's my dialect. Okay.
Well, my dialect is to speak in a coherent sentence.
Orville, you shut your mouth. You let me be your guide.
I feel like you're going to have to teach us manners, too, and like how to act in a proper way.
Right.
You
know?
Yeah, because I'm pissing myself as we speak.
Oh my God, Laura!
I'm kidding.
Whoa, oh my God.
All right, when we get to the city, we'll be going to the competitor's hotel.
Okay.
Okay.
I've never been to a hotel.
I realize that. You probably work at the glass factory.
How could you tell? She just has like glass shards.
She has glass shards sticking out of her
face and feet.
I've been to a hotel once.
Have you?
Orville,
have you?
Yeah.
Wait, why? Where? When?
I've been to Shimmer City before.
You said you hadn't at the train station.
Well, you know, I lied.
Dude, I will kill you so fast.
Okay, well, dude, I my parents, they raised me in Shimmer City.
Well, what were you doing in the outskirts then?
I ran away.
You ran away? Why?
Because I didn't want this life, you know? But now I guess I'm ready to die.
I guess. It doesn't make any sense. Because what, you're going to win you're going to win $25 million, and then what? You're going to move to Shimmer City?
Yeah. But I'm going to do it on my own terms.
Okay.
I'm going to do it in a good...
I understand. That's good.
Yeah.
Yes, that is good, young man. That's good.
But I do know some insider secrets, though, about the gauntlet that this... that this man won't tell us. Did you tell us your name already?
My name is D. Andy.
Andy, that's right, Andy.
Oh boy, please tell us as she says that there's a chime over the train intercom. Doo doo. It's the and then the guy from before starts talking.
Hello everybody. Welcome to the Chima City train. Now, please, everybody, make your way to the food car where we will have a wondrous dinner with all of our contestants and their guides.
Oh, children, come to the food car. We'll be having a dinner of jellied eel and literal money.
Oh, perfect. Well, your dialect seems to be disappearing.
It's not everything I say.
Okay, good, because that would be annoying. All right, let's go.
All right, cut to the food car. The three of them are sitting at this long table, white, white tablecloths, piles and piles of food on the table.
And money.
And money. Edible money.
They sit down to eat. Norval and Orville just, like, ransack the jelly deals. They're slurping up.
These are really good.
Andy looks at them just mortified.
I'm mortified.
All of a sudden the front doors, like towards like the engine car.
Yeah.
Those doors open up and out comes the eccentric man.
The eccentric man, though, he's very small.
He's very, very tiny.
He's like 4'8". And he has a big top hat and a long cane.
The cane's taller
than
he is.
The cane is taller than he is, yep. I just saw him as a little man.
Oh my gosh. It's... it's Randy Coleman.
It's President Randy Coleman.
It's President Randy Randall Coleman.
Randall.
Hello there, children. I see you're enjoying your food.
Well, I hope you all get accustomed to each other, for you're all going to be committing mass murder in the next 72 hours.
Yay!
Yay!
That's why we're here.
But here's... one thing to know.
Oh, he's got the dialect. He's got the dialect. Oh, it's weird.
Is that you need to go when we make it to the inner city tomorrow. I mean, Chima City. You need... the inner city is where we were. That was gross and disgusting. When we make it to Chima City, you need to go to the weapons expert to pick your weapon. You need to train and you need to be prepared to kill each other, because like that's something that you have to... overcome. It's like a mindset, you know. If you have any questions, do not talk to me. You're not allowed to look at me. I am above you.
And they're all, even though he's so short.
All right. I hope you enjoy your meals. I'll see you
on the flippity flip.
Who the fuck said that?
Kill them.
The guards pick him up and they throw him off the train. They get wheeled.
Oh no. Infinity Train fans, there you go. Laura looks on in horror. She tugs on Andy's shirt.
Yes, yes, girl, what is it?
I don't have to go to the Weapons Expo.
You don't? Yes, you do. You all have to go to the Weapons Expo.
I don't. I already have a weapon.
You have a weapon already?
Yes.
You brought a weapon to the game?
Yes, it's my birthright. I'm going to use it to win.
It's your birthright? I don't understand.
Wait, Laura, did you say you have a weapon?
Yeah. I do have a weapon.
Like, on you right now?
Yeah.
It's me, Orville. It's not a random person. I just want you to know. Here's what I'm thinking. Why don't we just not do the gauntlet, and what if we stop the gauntlet? Even though I want the money. we'll stop the gauntlet from ever happening again.
Like, we have a coup right here and now?
No, I mean, not now. I think we have to, like, plan this out. But, like, I think we're just going to be a bunch of kids with weapons. We just turn around and we just kill them all.
I like that
Thoughts?
Plan.
Oh, yeah. I like thank that you. Plan. Thank you, Norville.
I've been listening. You're welcome, Orville. That we don't have to kill each other, too, because I love you.
I love you, too.
Yeah, I love you.
I mean, but, like...
No, yeah.
Like
Stop threatening with that rock.
I dropped the rock, man. For you.
Eat eels with me.
The Lady and the Tramp and the eel together.
Oh my gosh. That's great.
Gay ally. Oh my god.
Wow.
Wow, how great for you. Okay, so we cut to
Shimmer City.
Shimmer City,
it's a shot of them approaching the city from afar.
Yeah,
all like the kids are like looking out the window, pressing their faces against the glass. Laura's away from the glass because she does not like glass.
All the buildings, they're all like rainbow colored, and when the light hits them, they all kind of shimmer.
Oh, that's, yeah, the name, that's Shimmer, the name Shimmer City.
Yeah, and there's lots of like fucking money everywhere and fucking rich people, man.
Fucking rich people,
rich
man.
People, am I right? Rich people. Can you get a hashtag fuck rich people?
And like there's fountains just like pissing coins and whatnot.
Yeah, there's a fountain of a little boy peeing, but he's peeing money.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
I wasn't on mic.
The train pulls into the station, and all the children begin to get off the train. They begin to cry.
It's so beautiful, they say.
I've never seen anything so beautiful.
Remove the tongue. A guard comes over and rips the tongue out of that little girl.
Do I still have to compete in the game?
Excuse me? Then they fucking drag her away.
And they begin whipping in the square.
Laura, Andy, Norville, and Orville are...
What a cast of characters.
They're headed towards the weapons expo, like all the other children. Now, children, you, Norville and Orville, you need to find weapons for the games. Now, Laura here already has one, and don't tell anybody because they might rip your tongue out. But
yeah, they do that now.
So the rules outside Shimmer City, they're pretty harsh. Like, they'll rip you in the square, or they'll shoot you, and they'll throw glass at you. Uh-huh. But here in Shimmer City, if you say one wrong thing, they rip your tongue out.
They're also whipping that girl. Yeah.
They're whipping me. They tied the girl up to, like, the whipping post.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And they took her tongue, and they tied it to the end of the whip. And they're whipping her with her own tongue.
Ironic, almost, in a way.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, it's like a tongue lashing, but literal.
Oh,
that's good.
Careening, what a word.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, so we cut to the weapons expo, and it's just a bunch of like swords and axes and maces and flails,
guns.
And guns.
In the bottom, there's just like one little hand pistol,
and like a. What else is there?
There's like
halberds.
There's a bow and arrow.
There's dynamite.
There's dynamite. There's like, you know, a sword. There's a shield.
There's a boomerang.
There's a boomerang. Oh, a boomerang. Oh, Orville grabs the boomerang.
Oh, don't get the boomerang. Who has ever killed with a boomerang?
Yeah, don't get the boomerang.
I'm deadly with a boomerang.
You killed with a boomerang?
Prove it. Prove it.
He, like, points to, like, a little boy sitting in the corner. He throws it. It slices his head clean off.
It comes back and he catches it again.
The head is, like, still attached to the end of the boomerang.
Whoa.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. Okay, cool.
Look, it's like a puppet.
You can have the boomerang. You can have the boomerang.
Yeah.
No, Norville grabs... He grabs a battle axe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Can you show off your battle axe?
Yeah, should I?
Yeah, here. He tosses the head up in the air.
No, wait.
The head splatters.
No, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. Watch. I'll show you what I can do with this battle axe.
Right. This is your turn.
He points the battle axe at a little boy across the room.
A little boy. Okay.
And he throws it. And it slices his head clean off. And it comes back to him.
Whoa.
Wasn't that cool?
It just seems like a heavy boomerang.
Yeah, I can't believe you fucking ragged on boomerangs earlier, and yet you used it like a boomerang.
It's fucking boomerang.
Stop. Okay, fine, stop.
All
Okay, throw that head up again.
Yeah, Laura picks up the head. They're so desensitized to violence. She throws it up in the air.
He swings and he misses and the head hits the floor.
Look out, here comes the battle. He catches it just in time.
All right, children. It is me, Andy. I'm not just a random person.
Hi, Andy. We were having fun with
you. I saw you killed two children.
Hey, Andy. It's Orville.
Just wanted you to know it wasn't random.
Now that you have picked your weapons, we are going to the training center, for tomorrow morning is the gauntlet.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, cool.
Okay, so
Do you have any idea what we're doing in the gauntlet? Like, what's the theme this year?
I'll tell you, we're killing each other.
Oh, that's the theme. Yeah, yeah. The way usually they have, like, a fun eccentric
theme. There's a sub-theme, like, yes.
Underwater. Is it underwater?
It's not underwater.
Oh, thank God, I cannot breathe underwater.
No.
I can't either. He wins.
At the camera.
No, children, the theme is going to be open field of flowers.
Flower?
Wait, what? What?
My sister's name is Flower. My mom just died.
Your mom died?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
She had polio.
I'm so sorry. Oh, you want to be gross? You don't have it, do you?
I don't know. I got pretty close to her that when she wanted to tell me her dying wish.
Oh, well, okay. We're just going to stay away from me a little bit.
Maybe that's my weapon of choice, polio.
Oh, maybe.
Stay away from me, too.
Okay.
Gross little polio bitch.
But no. I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Okay.
But this is going to be hard for me, you guys.
Well, I mean, it's not easy for anybody. I'll say it, you know, killing people. But here's the thing.
No, spit it out, Orville. Say it.
I'm practicing my dialect. I think if we stick together. Oh, wait, are we still planning this coup, or are we just going to...
Yeah, are we, obviously.
I don't know. We said 72 hours, and we're less than 24 hours until the gauntlet.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I got distracted.
I'll say it. Where did only 2 days go?
I don't know. I spent a lot of time showering.
All right, children.
Yes, Andy.
You're going to your rooms now for rest time, mm-hmm. and hopefully not planning anything.
Yeah, of course.
And then at 6 o'clock, we'll be doing the training.
And then we'll get, like, put into teams or something? What's happening?
Okay, so the rules of the gauntlet are this.
Okay, please tell
you me. End up so. In this field of flowers that they've have. Shut up. Sorry. And you kill each other.
Okay.
That's it. That's all the right. Only rules. No teams.
They aren't going to, like, rank us or anything.
No.
I saw this one movie called The Hunger Games, and that's what happened in that.
the Hunger Games. I don't understand.
Or they'll begin throwing up.
We cut to the three of them are in their hotel room. It's a lavish hotel room with big beautiful beds and satin curtains and a jacuzzi and all that good hotel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Laura, so what is the plan?
Okay, guys, look. I think when we get to the field,
mm-hmm.
as we all know, they're using the gauntlet as easy entertainment for the masses.
Right. Bread and circuses.
What they want is a show.
Yes.
And you know what I'm going to give? What we're going to give them?
Musical number?
Hell yeah. We're going to give them a goddamn show that they'll want, that the people are going to go up against the government, that if we die, they're going to overthrow the government.
Oh.
Any other ideas? Any comments, qualms, okay. Concerns, conundrums?
Oh, they look like he's sitting on something.
Yes, I was trying to get your attention, but now I do have it. I think that's a great idea. I think we should all sing and dance. We should get everybody to do it. We should go to the other rooms. And
yeah.
Talk to the other people.
Yeah.
We should avoid the tongueless freaks in the hallway. And, yeah. Do you think, should we tell Andy about it? get him in on our plan too?
I don't.
As a man on the inside?
I don't think so.
I think he's already on his way up.
He might be a loyalist.
I told him
I'm actually right behind you.
Oh my god.
I think we can trust Andy, you guys.
I'm right here.
Andy, I trust you.
Oh, okay. I trust you too, children.
Andy, say you what will about our thing.
About your thing?
Yes. About our little coup.
Well, okay. Well, I have to mull it over because, you know, Shimmer City has given me a lot of things. I've grown from generational wealth. I am a part owner in multiple companies. Uh-huh. And I babysit children for a living.
Okay. Well, so, Andy, listen to us.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Your part in this, should you choose to accept it, is while we distract while playing the games, you kill the president.
It's very simple.
Are you kidding?
No.
Well, what's in it for me?
Freedom.
Do I get to be the new president?
Well,
absolutely not.
What? I killed the president. Okay, fine. You've convinced me.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
We'll do it.
All right.
How are you going to distract them?
We're going to be in the gauntlet.
Oh, right. The gauntlet. I forgot all about it.
It's like the name of the movie.
The movie.
Orville throws up.
It's too meta.
All right, children, go to training.
We wink at the camera.
There's a so now that we cut to a training montage of the children. They're fighting with swords and axes and stuff, but all the while Orville, Norville, and Laura are whispering in the other kids' ears.
Revolution. Song and dance. Cats. And then Orville throws up. Hunger Games.
Orville gags a little.
So, and then there's more training and more fighting, and then we cut back to all the children are in bed, and so we get that. No, not together.
We're not Stephen King.
We cut to Andy in his room.
Stephen King is canceled.
Yes. Yeah, canceled.
Oh, thank you.
So we cut to Orville, not Orville.
Orville,
Andy.
Underwater.
We cut to Andy.
It's like just a quick shot of him underwater. It's just like, what does that mean? You'll find out.
We cut to Andy in his room. He's on the phone with his mother. Mom.
Yes, honey.
I think tomorrow the world is going to change.
Is it going to be by your hands, honey?
How did you know? Yes, I'm going to change the world tomorrow, Mother.
I'm so proud of you.
Is that our son? It's the president. Son, is that you?
It's me, Father.
I hear you on the phone,
I
son.
Hear you on the phone.
I used my nepotism powers to get you
this very cushy job, yes.
I know, so hopefully you're enjoying it.
Right, I am. I'm doing quite well.
Are you excited for the gauntlet?
I am. I saw a girl get her tongue ripped out this afternoon.
Oh, my favorite.
I know it is, Father.
I'm a very tiny man.
I know, Father, I know. Dad, I'm just telling Mom that the world is going to change.
The world?
The world. The world in which we live.
Is going to change.
Is going to change.
Oh, very interesting. Yes, well.
I want to tell you that I love you both.
Oh, thank you. He loves us, honey.
Good.
Mother, do you have the polio?
No, of course not.
I didn't think so. Rich people don't get polio.
Yes, of course. I haven't been a good mingling with the people.
Mother, wait, clear your throat.
All right, how's it going?
Anyway, I just want to say, tomorrow when the world changes and I change the world, the media will probably portray me very negatively.
Well, don't worry. I control the media.
Right,
so.
Of course.
Yes, we'll make sure that nothing happens to you.
Sure,
honey.
Okay.
Yes, because we love you.
Yes,
and you will never do anything to betray us.
No, never. Because if you do, I think my ghost would haunt you forever.
Ah, well.
We couldn't really do anything, but
yes,
it would be.
Why are we talking about your ghost, Father?
You know what I said?
I did.
I'm always going to haunt you when I die. And the sins of your past will never leave. All right, I'm going to go to bed now, my tiny bed.
Our tiny bed.
Our tiny bed.
Ew. Okay. Good.
All right, we're gonna go have loud sex.
All right, goodbye. All
right, you go freshen up, honey. All right,
all right, yes.
Go, all right, go get the swing.
Yes.
Ew.
Ew. You
talking to me or a
no,
son?
No, I'm talking.
She's talking. He's talking to me.
Goodbye,
honey.
Father. Goodbye.
Puts her off a speak. Puts him off a speakerphone. Son.
Mother.
You're going to start a rebellion, aren't you?
I am. Oh, wow. That was that obvious. The children asked me to do it.
I bet they did.
They did.
They looked like smart kids.
Really convincing they were.
Yes.
One killed one with a boomerang.
We heard it on the news.
Yeah, very... it was on the news.
Yeah, we control the media, so right? we talk about what we want to
right,
talk about.
Of course, of course. So, yes, I'm starting a rebellion, starting tomorrow.
Good. I'm proud of you, son.
Good. Will you help me, mother? If the time comes and I ask you to help me, will you help me?
I, of course.
No matter what?
No matter what. And that includes anything that might become of your father.
Wow, okay. That's perfect. All right, see you tomorrow.
All right, it's the big swing tonight.
Cut to. All of the gauntlet contestants are wearing their fun athletic wear, and they're eating breakfast in the lobby of the hotel. They all look very morose. They all look very sad.
One of the boys, he can't wait. He literally grabs another boy and starts slamming his head on the table.
The two guards grab that boy and they
rip out his tongue. And they bring him outside and they begin whipping him with his own tongue. The boy cries, huh?
We cut to our heroes, Norville, Orville, and
Laura.
Sitting at a square table, and they're eating scrambled eggs, and Laura looks like she's been crying. Orville looks like he's been underwater. Today's the day.
It is the day.
Yes. Today is. I speak English and, only English. I don't speak fish. That'd be crazy.
Right, of course it
right,
would be crazy.
Right, okay. Prove it.
Prove it?
Prove it.
Prove that I don't speak fish?
Yeah, prove you don't speak fish.
I mean, if I did speak fish, I could say something like glub, 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 and nothing would happen. All of a sudden a fish pops up. Okay. The toilet, it doesn't flip in the air and it goes back down.
Okay, it was weird.
I think it was just a coincidence.
Yeah, that was definitely just a coincidence. Right, okay.
Listen, I don't know if I'm going to be able to kill you guys today. Well, I guess not, because we're leading a rebellion.
We are leading a rebellion.
So what happens?
They look at all the other contestants and they all give the winks.
They all do the nod.
All right, you have your tap shoes on?
Of course we do.
Yeah, all right,
good.
Course.
Good shit. All right. So it's underneath their uniforms is like
nice sequins.
Yeah, nice sequins suits and dresses.
And we talked to Andy this morning. He's doing good.
Yes, he. So when I talked to him, he was crying a little bit.
Oh my gosh!
I guess the president's his dad.
Whoa! What the fuck? Holy shit! I feel like that should have been on his. No wonder he's here babysitting kids instead of.
Right, he got a cushy job for nothing.
Wow, fucking privileged white boy.
Yeah, but he's gonna kill his president.
I don't think he's gonna be able to do it.
Oh, I didn't.
Orville,
really
are you
I really
kidding
didn't think
me?
About that.
No. Could you kill your mom?
My mom's dead.
So yeah, you did.
What about your dad?
He's underneath a pile of glass.
Is he alive?
Unfortunately, yeah, for wow. him.
Oh man, that sucks. Well,
Sorry, I just had a
flashback.
I just had a flashback. You know what? I think he did die, just now.
Your father just died right now.
Yeah, I felt a disturbance in the force.
you can use the force?
Yeah. Have you ever seen Star Wars?
Oh my God.
He begins projectile vomiting.
Listen. If Andy can't do it, after we get out of the arena, someone has to.
And we have to kill Andy then, too.
Yeah, we definitely have to kill Andy.
Yeah, no backstabbers, bro.
Because if we kill the president, then Andy would just take his place.
Right, that's how fuck, presidency it, works
fuck,
here.
Does he understand? Do you think he knows that?
I don't know.
Because that would be grade A reason to backstab us.
Right. Well, it's also a great reason to backstab his dad.
I have a theory. Okay, I mean, a hypothesis. Sure. I mean, a proposal.
Sure.
A murder theory?
A proposal.
Just
I have a proposal.
Just say it. We get right.
I how about instead of doing our show tunes that we've been practicing for the last 24 hours, how about we just, right here, we begin the revolutions. We don't even have to go to all the way out. We don't have to do the ceremony. We don't have to, you know, eat the flaming pig or anything. We don't have to, you know.
Yes.
I was kind of looking forward to the flaming pig.
So I've never had pig before.
That's good. I've been in a hotel.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, yeah. So, here's the plan.
Let's say I kind of want to see the gauntlet.
Okay. So, Laura wants to see the gauntlet.
You want to see the gauntlet?
It's just going to be a big field where we fight to death.
It's going to be a big field of flowers, and we're just going to sing and dance.
Yeah, it'd be like Sound of Music. Do you guys ever seen that movie?
Orville he tries to, but there's nothing there. A fish pops out.
We cut to. They're trying to get the other kids like going with their plan, but a lot of the kids already left to go to the ceremony.
Oh.
So they run up to like the arena that the ceremony is at, where Randall, President Randall. What was this? Coleman? Randall Coleman?
Randall Coleman.
President Coleman. Randy Coleman. Is on like a large screen, like a football stadium screen. And there's roaring fans all around. There's a stage on the field. And the contestants, let's say there's like 50 of them.
Sure, 50 contestants.
50 contestants are taking the stage.
Well, there would be more, but half of them got their tongues ripped out.
Oh, no. President Randy goes up to the podium to speak. He has to get on a real high chair in order to speak into the mic.
Hello, citizens.
Hello!
Hello!
Woo! I am President Coleman.
Woo!
Very good. I was here to let you know that our annual gauntlet is going to be occurring in 10 minutes.
Woo!
Yes, yes. Before the contestants go out, though, we do this little parade just for fun. So, begin the parade!
They all get on horses and trot around.
Because it's on a stage, they just go across the stage.
It's like graduation.
Yeah.
They all have polo mallets.
People, they judge how popular they are based on how many claps they get.
There's color commentary from President Coleman and his wife.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow, look at them. They are very good.
Orville starts to vomit.
We cut to Andy he's behind the scenes at the arena right now. I he's in a box. He's pacing back and forth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's got like this huge ass knife in his hand. I don't know.
Andy Coleman?
Yes. Who is it? Who?
It's me, the stage manager, Becky. Hello.
Oh, hi, Becky. How are you? How's your mother?
She's dead, anyway.
Oh.
But she died gracefully.
Yeah, okay.
With the peacocks.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, they pecked him to death.
Oh, that's good, that's good.
You want anything else? Andy.
Yes.
You're on five.
I'm on in five.
Yes, to lead the contestants into the gauntlet.
Right, of course.
As well as all of the other guides.
Right, and then I'll come back and my father will be in the box here. Yes
he'll be waiting for you.
Of course.
He'll be waiting for you. She winks at him.
Oh, interesting.
Your mother sent me.
Ah, good. I thought you were hitting on me for a second, so this is better.
It could happen, but...
No, I don't know. No, I don't. Becky, no.
Only unless the president comes down.
a little tongueless boy, he walks by and he sees them and his eyes grow wide and he starts running.
Becky, you need to go kill that boy.
Anything for you, Andy.
All right, good. I'm going to go lead the contestants.
She scurries off.
You're whipping.
Freaking, they hold him down and they staple a new tongue into his mouth and then they rip it out again.
And they begin whipping it with the new tongue, yep.
We cut to Andy. He meets up with the contestants who are in a double file line.
Double file. Ooh.
Instead of single file, double file.
Of course.
And he says, he addresses them. He says, all right, many of you have been prepared for this. The winner will get $25 million.
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot about that. Yeah,
there's a money.
Eternal, stop whispering, please.
Sorry, I'm talking to Norville.
Revolution.
We need you to participate in all of the rules. There will be no escaping, and there will be no singing and dancing, he winks, and there will be no cheating. No cheating. No cheating is allowed.
Cheating.
Because you remember, another guide speaks up, because you remember what happened in the year with Gertrude and all the others.
Yes, thank you, random
Even
man.
Though they all...
I am the president's son. Please stop.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
Children. This is just time now. We go into the gauntlet. Andy turns around. He leads them into like these double doors. Mm-hmm. And on the other side is just an open field of flowers.
Whoa.
It's pretty.
That's it. It's very beautiful. All right. Now go take your starting positions. Mm-hmm. And the gauntlet will begin shortly. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
All 50 of the contestants enter the field. They all form in a circle around like a large chest. Mm-hmm. Where there's even more weapons, I guess. they see like a large television screen up in the sky. Mm. Where the president and his wife, as well as Andy, are on screen. And also a countdown clock is like in like the corner of the screen. Mm-hmm. The president speaks up.
Good morning, contestants.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have 1 minute, and the clock starts going down before the game starts. Please look around and look at the other contestants.
They'll look.
I've heard some rumblings about things, and just know we have tripled the prize to $75 million if you play the game the way that it is meant to be played. All right? Keep that in mind.
Laura, Orville, and Norville, they take quick glances at each other.
All the contestants seemingly start to decide, oh, maybe it's time to play the game for real.
You have 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Laura said, oh, no. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Let the games begin. Half the kids start dancing. The other half run to weapons.
So kids are dancing and singing, but other half of the kids are
killing each other.
Guy, kids with a sword runs by. There's like kids dancing, and he just murders.
Laura, Orville, and Norville are stop dancing, and they're just like, "All right, time to run.
All right, we need to go right now."
They run back to the doors that they came from, but the doors are locked. So they try to shake, the mm-hmm. doors open, mm-hmm. but they won't open. Outside the door is a guard who says, "Outside the door is a guard." He's looking at them. From the inside out.
Oh my god, it's the fucking narrating guard.
That guy.
Let us out, please.
Please, guard.
The guard looks at them.
Through the door, there's like a peephole.
All you see is his eye. And he...
God, fuck. This keeps fucking me up, dude.
He says no. He closes the door. Orville looks at the group and he addresses them.
I think we need a kill.
I think we need to play the game.
Okay.
All right, Norville.
You're not gonna kill me, are you?
I can't right now. Okay. Orville runs away.
No. Oh. All right, Laura, I'm sorry.
What?
I'm going to. Norville runs away.
Oh, thank God. I thought he said, "I'm sorry, I'm about to kill you." She also runs away. She takes out her golden sword.
And she just starts killing kids. We cut to Andy. And his father and his mother are in the box. They're watching the they're watching the games play out.
Ah ha ha! Yes.
Andy is sweating profusely.
Andrew.
Yes, father.
It.
Yes. Oh right, your dialect
is regulated here at exactly 68 degrees. Yes. You should not be sweating as much as you are.
Well,
is everything okay?
I had a large lunch. So it doesn't. It's not agreeing with me.
Oh yes, the flaming pig.
It was very. Of course, it was very delicious. Yes. But I'm sweating.
Yes. Well, it's
the meat. I have the meat sweats.
Oh yeah, it's the flaming pig sweats.
Right. It is.
Yeah, actually, that does make sense in a way.
Father, will you dismiss your guards for a moment so we can talk about family matters?
Are you certain? Because once the guards leave, we are unprotected.
Well, they can stand outside in the hallway.
It's not like there's a coup going on,
thank
honey.
Thank you, Mother. Thank
all
you.
All the children that would have cooed are now in the gauntlet.
That is true. That
right.
Is true.
Now only the pigeons coo.
There's a pigeon. Just, coo. Coo.
Get it, Father? Anyway.
We're bad. It's talk.
Mother. Something came over you.
I saw that pigeon. Oh, fuck.
Don't forget.
Father, dismiss the guards, please.
Guards? Dismissed. The guards? They all grab their things and they all walk out the door. And they shut the door. It's just the three of them now.
All right, Father, I want to talk of family matters.
All right. Well, then, honey, leave.
No, she's part... What? She's part of the family.
I birthed him.
Well, yes.
I'm going... Father.
Yes?
I'm...
Yeah?
I'm going to kill you now. And he pulls out a knife. The knife that he was hanging on to, and he points it at his father's neck.
Well.
It's like way down because he's way short.
Yeah. It's funny you should say that. He uncaps the top of his cane, and it's a sword. But it's just like the tip of a sword, you know? He just carries around a giant sword with him all the time. I am protected. And he knocks the knife away, and they begin sword fighting.
Cut back to the gauntlet. Laura runs. It's literally just a field of flowers.
It's just a field of flowers.
There's nowhere to hide. So she but I'll say that there's like hills. So she hides behind a hill.
Yes, there's hills.
She hides behind like indent in the hill. Just to catch her breath, she wipes the blood off of the sword with her dress, her sequins dress.
There's one kid still dancing.
And then we see in the background he gets
stabbed right in the back
with a trident. And she mumbles to herself, "This was not part of the plan. This was not part of the plan." She looks up at like a number on the somewhere in the distance. There's like a number on a screen.
Uh-huh. It says contestants remaining
10.
Ooh.
It is a fucking bloody massacre. All of a sudden, the sky shifts from day to night because it's a dome.
It's artificial.
It's like it's regulated.
Yeah.
And the, you know, the birds start chirping and then trees start popping out of the ground in this flower field. And a pre-recorded message starts.
Wait, real quick. And just like as the trees are popping up, it spears one kid.
Contestants remaining 9. And a recorded message plays. Well, contestants, you've made it to nighttime. There are 10 people left. You will now be in the trees. The floor is lava. the flowers start turning into lava. You have 30 seconds before the lava completely covers the bottom. All right, have fun. Toodaloo.
That was a pre-recorded message of the president, right, because right now he's sword fighting.
He's sword fighting. The
kids scramble.
Scramble into the trees. They're climbing up. You can see Norville and Orville are still alive, mm-hmm, and Laura, and you know, six other people.
Yeah, we haven't really known them.
One of them is a giant guy whose name is Bruce.
Huge.
He's got a bow and arrow. He's got a bow and arrow, and he's just grabbing people and like ripping their faces off.
He was doing that earlier.
Yeah,
he's not doing.
We saw during like the whole. He's in the background. But he's still wearing a sequin suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. You hear Bruce call out, "I'm gonna kill all of you."
Shut the fuck up, Bruce!
Yeah, shut up! He shoots an arrow at somebody and they die.
Eight.
It's me. I'm gonna win the $75 million, and I'm gonna rule the world. Maybe, I don't know. The point is, I'm gonna kill you.
They're all in the trees. It's kind of like a tree village. So all the trees are connected by bridges.
Oh, like the Ewoks in Star Wars.
Or like Avatar The Last Airbender.
Orville, he motions for the group to gather, and they all gather, and he says to them, "Look, we need to team up to take down this giant hunk of a man over there." I mean...
Hunk? What? I thought we were... Orville?
Oh my god, Norville. Or Orville.
Orville.
I meant, like, you know, he's just big.
No, I thought...
You said hunk.
You said hunk like he was hot.
Don't make me kill you.
Prove it. Prove that you will.
I can't.
I know you can't.
All right.
I love you, baby.
I love you. They begin making out.
Good for them.
We cut back to Andy and...
The president.
The president are still sword fighting.
Boys, please... Why can't you just love each other like your family?
Mother, you said to me on the phone the other day that you would do anything in your power to help me. Now, will you help me kill Father?
You said what? This is treason! You know what I should do? What? I should call for the guards to come back in.
No, guards, come back in!
The guards.
She, the mom really quickly, barricades the door. God, I can't think of words.
What now, Father? What will you do now?
They can't enter, honey.
I will call for my bird.
The pigeon that Mom murdered?
No, my eagle.
Oh.
He goes, Cornelius!
Giant
metal eagle comes out of nowhere, swoops down, and grabs him.
And he molds into the giant eagle. It's a mech suit.
The president flies away.
No,
Mother, you were supposed to kill Father when you had the chance.
All of a sudden, now every single TV screen in the entire city says "wanted" and has the picture of Andy and the mom, just like in WALL-E, where it's like
"wanted, fugitives on the run."
We haven't even begun running yet.
Honestly,
reward $10 million.
Oh, you really lowball us.
I'm worth at least 20.
Honestly,
million.
You're at least 20, and I'm worth at least, I don't know, 45.
You hear a bunch of eagles scream, and it's the eagle army.
They're coming down.
Mother, we need to run. We need to run now.
Right.
We cut back to the gauntlet. So at this point, Orville, Norville, and Laura have killed everybody except Bruce.
Oh, shit.
Bruce is still taunting them. He's, like, swinging from tree branch to tree branch.
Oh.
Just that.
I am a monkey. I'm coming to get you.
He does look like a monkey.
Ooh, ooh, monkey.
That's fucking hilarious.
I'll say, Bruce is kind of funny.
That is very funny. All right. Let's throw things at him. Okay. He throws the boomerang. It bounces off of his head.
All right.
Oh, fuck. That was my weapon.
He throws his battle axe, and it just kind of, like, lodges in his shoulder, and he just, like, he doesn't even feel it. He just keeps going. He's coming right at them now. He's coming so fast. He's coming so fast.
Laura takes out her golden sword, and as he's coming so close, she slashes it in the air, and Bruce parts.
He just like splits.
Yeah, she holds it, and he like goes into it, and just like it's like yeah,
slices halfway open, and both of the sides like go past her on either side.
It's kind of like she's splitting the Red Sea, but like with Bruce.
So the three are left, and then immediately the lava goes away and the trees start to shrink, and we're going back to the field, and it's daytime again, and another pre-recorded message of the president shows up.
There are three of you left. That means that there are only two left until there's one winner. The prize is quadrupled from 75 million to...
That... is 300.
We'll just call it even 500 million is the prize. Also, I hope you have a good day. I love the president.
Orville.
For a second, everything seems fine, and then a giant river just comes out of nowhere in the field.
Well, I can swim underwater. So. I mean, Orville. Yeah, I think the only logical conclusion that the two of us team up and we kill her.
We kill Laura.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking that we get in the river and it probably goes somewhere. Like we probably get out of the arena.
Well, I'll tell you, my fish friends, they're saying that there is a grate
to get out of here.
A great what?
A grate.
A great great what?
It's a gray great great.
It's a gray great great what?
It's a gray great great grape, and there's a grape.
It's a great.
Cut back to. We see President Randall in his mech suit eagle.
And the eagle army.
There's like hundreds of eagles flying in the air, and he addresses his army. Eagles, fly! And the eagles just start swooping down on the city. Picking up people.
They pick up some of the guards that were tongue lashing a young child. He's just like, oh, okay.
The guards, and they throw him in the air, and they're like, the giant metal eagle army. That's always been there.
We cut to the outside of a sewer grate that's just kind of like spewing water out of it, and our three heroes go and into like a lake that's outside of Shimmer City.
I can talk to fish.
Yeah, we kind of got that.
Orville, I know.
Oh, okay.
Okay, cool. We need to go. I don't think the president was killed. I'll say it. I can see the eagle army.
Yeah, there's an eagle army.
He's the one that's been there the whole time.
There's always been an eagle army. It's time.
Listen, Orville, Laura. Yeah. It's me. It's me, Norville.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Okay, you're not a random person.
I've been thinking, if we go kill the president, do you have that bow and arrow from Bruce? Are you holding on to it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't we just go shoot the president out of the sky?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Do you guys still remember our musical number?
Yes.
Keep that in the back of your minds. Right,
oh, yeah. I feel like that'd be a good end credits thing. And then he starts vomiting again.
We cut back to Andy and his mom are running through corridor after corridor inside the arena, dodging giant metal eagles, but also talons. Guards. Yeah.
Did you ever play Bioshock Infinite?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
I didn't.
Sad.
Oh, yeah, that is sad.
Mother, we need to get out of here. We need to get out fast. We need to... Ah! He stabs a metal eagle with a knife.
Wow, that is surprisingly effective.
Well, honestly, there's like little kinks in the armor, and you just... Anyway, Mother, we need to go... We need to disguise ourselves and live in the inner city.
That scummy place?
Yes, well, Father wants us dead, and we're only worth $10 billion. Million? $10 million?
$20 million, at least, I should say.
Anyway, yes, that's a problem. Anyway, we need to run. We need to leave.
Okay. We'll disguise ourselves.
Okay. We should disguise ourselves as metal eagles.
I know just the place.
Where?
Follow me.
All right. Cut to. Our three heroes are running down a city block now. Oh, there's eagles swooping and trying to attack them, and they're kicking them, and they're stabbing them, and they're getting close, and they see the president is circling overhead over the city square.
In a very, like, distinct eagle. It's, like, right. All, like, you know, black. The other ones are, like, yellow or whatever.
Sure. I say, there, Laura, there. There's the president.
There he is.
Take the shot.
Okay.
Take the shot.
She takes the bow and arrow from Orville, and she takes her sword as the arrow.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And she notches it into the bow, and she pulls back on the string, and she launches it.
The sword flies in the air, and as it makes contact with the eagle, it explodes. There's a giant fiery explosion, and the eagle kind of goes down, and then it explodes again. And all the other eagles stop swarming, and they all converge on the spot. Everybody in the square in the Times Hall, you know, they're all like, oh my god, what's going on, you know? Oh my gosh, like, what's happening, you know?
You fuck.
I love that.
And they're all freaking out, all the rich people, and you know, our group of heroes, they go, do we do it?
Do we win?
Do we do it?
Laura, do we get it? I think so.
It's over.
Laura, your birthright just exploded.
Yeah. How is your birthright?
How do you feel? How's your dead mother?
The birthright was, it did its purpose. We are free now.
Okay, well, I think you should be concerned that, like, if you were holding it, it might have just exploded on you, you know?
Honestly, yeah. Yeah. Like, it could have just been a bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
A bomb sword aboard?
Did mom give me a bomb?
I don't know. Maybe she did.
I say it. I don't know your mother. She's dead now. All right. But here's the question. Where is Andy?
We cut two. They're dressed up as metal eagle. They get out of like a costume shop. It's just like,
it's like bad costumes of eagles. It's not convincing at all.
As they step out of the costume shop, a little tongueless girl, her eyes grow wide, and she like makes like a bunch of like noises.
Morse code.
Suddenly thousands of tongueless children converge on them, and they begin ripping the eagle parts apart, and they rip out their faces and their eyes, and they begin,
oh my god,
because they're fucking mad at rich people, dude, I'll tell you. And they're going crazy, and they're ripping them apart, and there's nothing left.
We got you.
Okay, then.
Back to our heroes, who are, they're shaking. Our heroes, they're shaking hands with the tongueless kids. They're happy. They're smiling. Orville and Norville are making out.
Yeah, good for them.
Ooh, good for them. And Laura says to them,
guys, I think I'm going to go home.
Okay, I think me too. What about you, Orville?
I think I should go out to sea.
Good luck.
Do you want to come with me? I'll give you some of my fish powers.
I'll go. I'll go with you.
All right. Let's go.
Okay.
They turn into a bunch of fish. They just have it going and they just flop away.
It's just me now.
We'll cut back to Laura is at home now. She opens the door to her home. She walks in and Flower is there.
Did you win, Laura? Did you win? Did you bring us $75 million? Did you save the town?
I saved it, Flower. I've got the money. Come with me.
Okay.
We're going to Shimmer City.
We're going to Shimmer City?
Yes.
All right. Should I have buried Mom while you were gone?
You didn't bury her?
The camera pans over, and there's just like the rotting corpse of her mom on the bed.
Like a bunch of pigeons are on
it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't. I didn't bury Mom.
Let's let this house be her burial. Be her tomb.
Okay. Also, while you're gone, Dad died.
Yeah, I felt that. I knew. I felt it in the force.
A fish starts puking underwater.
Of course.
Laura, I love you.
Flower, I need to tell you something.
What?
The only thing that got me through the gauntlet was you. There, as you may know, it was in a flower field.
Yeah, I saw on TV.
And all I could think about was you whenever wherever I looked.
Aw, that's really sweet. I love you.
I love you too.
Can we go eat something I haven't eaten in 4 days?
Yeah, all this money is edible, so.
Right.
Credits. Hey, as the credits roll, we see them dance to Les Mis.
You hear the people sing in the song of angry.
Yeah, that, okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Are we, what is that? What we're calling that one? The gauntlet?
Yeah, we have to call it gauntlet.
Just gauntlet. Just
we call it the gauntlet. Gauntlet.
I like gauntlet.
I like the gauntlet.
Okay,
the gauntlet.
That's fine.
The gauntlet.
Beautiful. I was hoping we weren't gonna do the end of Hunger Games thing. Spoiler alert, where her freaking young sister gets blown up by bombs.
Oh yeah, Jesus. I remember reading that in the third book and I was so confused about what happened.
Right? So was I. I was reading so fast to the point.
So fast, dude.
Well, I was right there. I was like, what's happening? And then like she's just like, my sister's dead.
Yeah, and then it cuts to like the chapter where it's like everything's done. Yeah. And she's just like, I'm like, wait a minute,
Rimmer's just die?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Hold on.
Those books are quiet. Honestly, those books, maybe I shouldn't have been reading them in like seventh grade.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, that's when everybody was reading them. Yeah, at least our age.
Our age.
Yeah, they came out when I was in middle school.
Yeah, I remember. I was like an early adopter of the book because I think I got in like sixth grade, and I didn't read it until seventh grade though. But
I don't remember what year I actually read it, but it was.
I remember it got recommended to me by a friend. He's just like, dude, have you read Hunger Games? And I'm just like, no, but I have the book. Like, I'll read it.
I'll say, I did that with Percy Jackson. I introduced Percy Jackson to my entire school, and everybody went crazy, and I was the only...
Are you kidding?
I was the first one. I was in third grade, I think, or fourth grade. Something I don't talk about, I was a big reader, like a huge reader.
Yeah, so was I.
Like, you know, like, and then I just stopped reading. But I still try to read now, but I was just like, fuck. Like, I was like... very gifted little reader boy.
Mm. I'm trying to get back and I'm trying to find like more books to read now, but it's just like that time where it's just like all those young adult novels, right? Like Hunger Games, Percy Jackson, the Aragon books. I was big into Aragon.
I loved Aragon.
The 39 Clues books. Shout out to those books.
I read one of those.
Gregor the Overlander.
Oh yeah.
Yes. What's the name of the one with the two kids? And the brother and the sister.
There's a lot of them.
Neil Patrick Harris was on the TV show.
A Series of Unfortunate Events.
All
those books. And then I read like the Maximum Ride books.
Yeah, those are kind of weird too.
Yeah, like, those were weird.
Those are kind of sexy for.
Yeah, James Patterson.
James Patterson's kind of a freak.
Oof.
Should we cancel him?
Yeah, cancel James Patterson.
Because like Maximum Ride, she was like.
She was like 16.
And he was always like, "Yeah, she was so hot." And with her, she was
making out with Fang.
Making out with Fang, and there's these hot two winged the bird children.
Yeah, and then also like Angel was the girl's name. Yeah, that was like the little girl, and she got way too powerful and way too cocky. And I'm just like, "What the fuck is happening?" Wow, okay. And then there was one book where they were like in a submarine or something, like an underwater place. It was so fucking weird.
You can't fly in a submarine.
No, that's why Maximum Right hated it down there.
Mm. I haven't read those books.
That's okay. I went. So I got to a point in my life where I couldn't read young adult novels anymore.
Yeah.
Like I was just like, these are all so pointless. I want to read adult books.
Yeah.
And so I just started checking out porn books. I mean,
what?
Adult book, get it? A double entendre.
I get it.
No, but yeah, so I started reading like Stephen King.
Uh huh. What's your favorite Stephen King book?
Great question.
Thank you.
Probably 1122.
I read that one recently. That I really
so,
liked
so
that
thick.
One.
It's like this big.
Yeah.
I tried to watch the show, and I only got like three episodes in. It was really weird. Not weird. It's just it got boring at points.
It's James Franco, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. I just remember that book. I don't know. I enjoyed it.
I think it's a really interesting concept.
Yeah, super interesting concept. That's why I wanted to watch it.
Yeah, but I don't know if I ever actually finished it. I think I got really, really deep into it, but
That seems to be the me and Stephen King books. I just, they're big, man.
Yeah, they're big boys.
I read a lot of The Shining, but I don't think I ever finished
See,
it.
I read like half The Shining, uh-huh. and I stopped.
Yeah.
And I read like a quarter of Salem's Lot, and I stopped. Mm-hmm. And I read, like, I don't know. Something about Stephen King is I don't always finish his books.
Me too. Like, I started, like, this is funny that we're talking about Stephen King. We, like, made we a Stephen King, it. Yeah. I read a little bit of It. I didn't finish It, though, but, like, that book is just,
that
like,
book's huge.
It's huge.
I don't want to read it.
Because, like, it's pretty much two books in one.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the movies recently.
Like, I saw the first one. I haven't seen the second one, though. The
second one's very funny.
I'll say it. I like the second one a lot, even though it's long.
It's funny.
It's really funny.
It's too funny to be horrifying.
The first movie is, like, actually, like, I was, like, impressed. I was like,
huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have never read a Stephen King book. What I've been reading recently is just a lot of, like biographies. I started reading, like, Edward Snowden's book.
Oh, nice.
Permanent Record. And, like, there's three other books that I want. Like, I want, like I read Steve Martin's book that was, like over a decade old, I think. It was before he got back into stand-up because, like, there are parts in that book that he's just like, yeah, I don't think I'll ever go back to stand-up. And I'm just like, what the fuck? You did go back to stand-up. And then, like, I want, like, Alex Trebek's book. And
Alex Trebek has a book?
Yeah, it came out recently.
I will read that.
I don't remember.
What is?
I think it's called, like, the Answer Is or something.
Oh, that's good.
And also Bob Iger has a book, the guy who used to run Disney.
Oh, nice.
And I've read, like, I'm not, like, a big business guy, but
business. Capitalist pigs.
Yeah, capitalist pigs. ACAB. We haven't said
it yet. We didn't say ACAB this episode. ACAB.
So I just want to read it to hear what he has to say about running that big of a fucking company.
Yeah. That must be scary. Shady. Probably shady.
But I want to get into reading more fantasy novels because...
Ooh, yeah.
Like, I love fantasy.
On TikTok, I've been seeing people recommend, like, adult fantasy novels.
Yeah.
And I want to check some of those out.
Yeah, I keep looking at recommendation threads on, like, Facebook or Reddit. And, like, I write these down, but I'm just like, I just don't know what I'm into right now. Like, am I into science fiction? Do I want just, like... I kind of want, like, that young adult novel feel that I used to get back when I was in elementary school, middle school.
Magic.
Yeah. So email us with some
book recommendations. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and speaking of email, this has been Screenplay Podcast. Thank you for listening. If you would like to follow us on social media, feel free to do so. I don't remember. So you say it's at Screenplay Podcast.
At Screenplay PCast.
At Screenplay
on Twitter
PCast.
And Instagram. You can email us at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com.
He was caught off guard.
Yeah, I was caught off guard. I was like, I guess I'm gonna be the one to do it.
I was about to do it, but I wanted you to do it anyway. Yeah, you can email us, have complaints, please address them to Alec. You could address them to anybody else. Send us a shout out, send us a story, send us this is what this movie made me think of, send us your recommendations, which is good. We've gotten a couple of recommendations.
We have gotten a couple of recommendations.
I got a couple recently that I haven't been able to get to yet, so we'll get there.
We'll get there when we get there.
Sorry, Jonathan.
Math is math.
Math is math.
We can be found on all podcast platforms. If you can give us a chance to give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or on Stitcher, please leave us a review. Please, that'll help us, get in front of more people. We can
also
share
you can
our fact.
Yeah, you can also if you want to. Even though it's at the very end of the episode, if you're listening to this on like a podcast app, we also record all of these as videos and we put them on our YouTube. Right now we're in person together, so it's a lot more fun to actually watch us improvise together instead of like over Zoom and stuff.
True.
So go check out the videos. Look up Screenplay Podcast on YouTube. Search by channel and you'll find us very quickly. All of our episodes are up and it's a good time.
All right. And that's how you can find us together individually. We can be reached at I am at Jesse Sarwitz on Twitter and Instagram.
I am at Alec Combs on Twitter and at Electrode on Instagram. And also check out my YouTube at Alec Combs. You'll find it in the description.
Shalom. I am at JakeRubin27 on Instagram, at JakeRubin69 on Twitter, and at Jubin, that's JEWBINN, on TikTok. Follow me on TikTok. Yes. For all our Jewish watchers out there, have a meaningful fast.
This will come out a couple weeks after, but I hope you had a meaningful fast, and I hope you are having a fun Sukkot, because I think that that'll be closer.
Probably.
Yes. Happy Sukkot.
And to everybody else, have a great rest of your summer. We'll be back in two weeks.
Summer's already over. It's in October now. Oh, happy Halloween, I guess.
Happy Halloween, I guess. We'll be back in
for the next
yes,
one.
We'll have to do Halloween. Yeah. We'll be back in 2 weeks. If you get a chance, share us with your friends, share us with your family, share us with your friends, share us with your enemies.
Family, share us with your friends, share us with your family,
share us with your eagle army.
Yes,
Cornelius.
Until next time, we've been Screenplay.
Lightspeed,
Studio Ghibli Film,
ACAB.